Our July sermon series is titled Getting to Know You, and it's a really straightforward series so that you can get to know me and I can start getting to know you as part of the Crosswinds family. Now, whether you've been part of Crosswinds since its inception or if today is your first day worshiping with us online, I look forward to getting to know you as a brother and sister in Christ. And in that getting to know you, I encourage you to fill out a getting to know you survey that we do have on our church website. It's a Google form that gives you an opportunity to share with me a little bit about yourself, things that you love about the Bible, things that you hope for, ways that we can get connected in the future. Please, if you haven't done so, be sure to fill that out because I look forward to getting to know you and being in ministry with you. Now, last week, I did start the series, and I had a chance to share a little bit about myself. This day, we are going to talk a little bit about things that the Crosswinds community loves about this church. So if you're new like me, this is a real treat because it is a way for me to hear and to receive some of the ways that God is already working in the lives of this community of faith. So, through the good nature of this church family, we have a few video clips to give a few testimonies. Let's take a look.
So what I love about Crosswinds is the people. The people are wonderful, they're gracious, they're kind, they're caring, they're loving, and that's what I really love about Crosswinds.
Well, at Crosswinds, I love the music. I loved all the beautiful friendships, the friends, the music, making music for the rest of the congregation and our connection with the Lord.
I like the community, the support, and the friendship.
I'm Cindy, and what I love about Crosswinds is the support my family has gotten here and the music.
I love everybody that comes to this church. I love being in the choir. I like to sing.
I love all of the ministry.
I love the youth program and the musicals.
And I love watching the kids in the musicals, but I also just love the awesome community and all the friends and relationships that we've built over the years.
So much, so many. All the people.
I love Crosswinds for the compassion that people have for one another. How we care for one another, whatever the needs happen to be, the outreach for one another.
And I love Crosswinds for the music program, the dedication of the staff, and the compassion of the staff. The compassion, the staff love what they're doing and are so wonderful to all of the people, and I love all the people too.
Oh, I love so many things about Crosswinds. I guess some of the things that I've grown to love the most are some of the things that have helped me in my spiritual growth. The small groups, the women's ministry with the retreats, and the prayer shawl ministry. It's been a way to serve and yet to have a community that I'm involved in.
Well, I love to sing, so I especially love being in the choir. We feel like one big happy family, and I love our music director.
I'm Janine Ronning, and what I love about Crosswinds is our community of friends. I love the worship. I love the small groups. I love being part of my hospitality team and the ministry that we do. And I love the way we are trying to get out in the community and really blessing the community with the work that we do. So, welcome.
And I'm Mike, Janine's husband. The same. Thank you.
I'm Kathy Wagner.
I'm Margaret Marsh.
I'm Linda Dickey.
I'm Janine Ronning.
I'm Renee Nicolias.
Joni Lewis.
And we're the hospitality team.
Part of it.
We love Crosswinds.
I love all the support and know that I can come to anybody for help or anything, concerns that I have.
And I love Crosswinds and the community that it has, not only within the church, but in Maple Grove as general. Thank you.
Oh, I think I probably love the people best of all.
I love the support that I've gotten from different committees, people in the committees, and the support from my friends.
Well, hi, I'm Linnea Haspel, and I love Crosswinds for the wonderful people that I've been blessed with. And I also love the music here. My sister Nancy is the church pianist, and so that's my claim to fame. And my friend Lori Latman is the choir director. And I just love the music here.
Hi, I'm Sherry Scholand. And the thing I love most about Crosswinds is the wonderful church family that I have gained. I have been a member of several Methodist churches over the years, and this is by far the best church family I have ever had. They are through with you through thick and thin.
Hello, I guess what I really like about Crosswinds is the friends and family feeling that we have and that we extend to others around. The other thing that I particularly like is the in-depth Bible studies that we have offered, sometimes during the day, sometimes after worship in the morning. That's what I like.
My name is Roger Fellows, and the thing I like about Crosswinds is the camaraderie among the people here. Not only are we a fun congregation, but some of my best personal friends I met and developed here, and I'm sure that's the truth with a lot of other people here. I think we have a nice, cohesive congregation, and I'm looking forward to continuing that and having it grow. Well,
hi, Stina. What I loved about Crosswinds was the music and how everyone is so joyful here.
What I love about Crosswinds is the sense of community and the coming together of everyone under Christ.
Hi, this is Gary and Mary Mullenberg. And Mary has something to say.
I'm going
to
tell you what we love about Crosswinds. Okay. Well, what I love most about Crosswinds, and it happened here again tonight at choir, is we are always reminded that we have a God who loves us, a Jesus who loves us more than we know. And in addition to that, we are always encouraged to show that love of Jesus to other people.
Hello, I'm Bill Bryant. I've been a member here just a short few years. I love the friendliness of Crosswinds.
Hi, I'm Andrea, and what I love about Crosswinds is singing in the choir, of course. Who doesn't love all the music? We have so much variety, and we just come alive when we sing. We can feel God in our hearts, and it's so good.
Now, I know that those video clips really just touch the iceberg of what people would say about things that they love about the church. But some of the things that I just delighted in as I watched the clips was that overwhelming sound of how important the community was, right? Did you hear that? Just how much they loved the people, how much the spirit of the church brought them joy, how much the joy of sharing gifts in ministry brought just a sense of delight, whether it was music ministry or children's ministry or youth ministry. There was again and again a feeling that God is present, God is moving, and together, this community called Crosswinds United Methodist Church has been knit together as the body of Christ. And even though I've only been here for less than a week, I have to say what a delight it was on my first Sunday in person to be here in this space, worshiping with those who are able to be with me in person. There was this genuine feeling of joy that was palpable, and there was a sense of delight of being able to be together as the body of Christ. And I am grateful for that. I give thanks for the ways that God has cultivated that in your life as the church. And I have to say that if you are watching us online this day and you have been part of this church family for a long time, thank you. Thank you for the ways that you have been cultivating joy. Thank you for the ways that you have been cultivating community as the body of Christ together. Thank you for the ways that you bring love to Crosswinds United Methodist Church. And if you happen to be watching us online and have never been here in person, come on and see us in person. Experience it for yourself. The joy is real. It is palpable. It is wonderful, and it brings life. So I encourage you, when you're able, to join us in person on Sunday mornings or give us a call and get connected with a small group, because we would be glad to have you here with us in person. Now, I think about this experience of joyful community, where people just recognize the value of relationship and being bound together as just another way that our scripture reading comes to life this day. We heard from the reading in Romans that we are to be committing ourselves to Christ, right? In the beginning of Romans, in our spiritual lives, Paul tells us that where we start is that we present our lives as a sacrifice holy and pleasing to God, that we give over our thoughts and our deeds, we give over our actions, we give over our relationships to God, we open ourselves to the presence of Christ in our midst by the renewing of our lives, and we find ourselves willing to being open to the way the Holy Spirit is at work in the world, right? Paul is always inviting us to be that God-centered life. And Paul is always reminding us that when we do that, when we open our minds to Jesus, we begin to see the world as God sees it, right? That is the start of our spiritual life. And when we do that, when our lives are that kind of God-centered, Spirit-led experience, we find that our holiness just bubbles over, and that although our spiritual lives are personal, they are never private. In the end, that presence of God in our lives naturally causes us to want to reconnect with the world, to find that holiness connects us with one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. And Paul describes it as becoming the body of Christ. And he says that in verse 5, he says, we are one body in Christ, and individually we belong to each other. And I think that although I've only been here a week, as I hear the stories of the Crosswinds community of faith, it seems to me that this church knows that when you commit your lives to God, when you present yourself to Jesus, when you opened your lives to being renewed by the presence of the Holy Spirit, you begin to understand that we are one body in Christ. And individually, we belong to one another. And that's when you start getting those testimonies, right? About the power of relationships, the presence of the joyful community, and just the desire and the longing and the delight in being together. And how that manifests itself is not uniformity, but it comes in a diversity of gifts. And Paul speaks about that, which is one of the most exciting things, right? That we find that when we reconnect with God and as we offer our lives up in holiness, we are freed to be the people that God has created us to be. And it becomes a beautiful diversity, a living organism, this body that's connected to one another, that needs one another. Because let's face it, each and every one of us really only has about one or two gifts to share, right? And that one of us might be wonderful at teaching, one of us might be wonderful at service, one of us might be wonderful at prophecy, one of us might be great at encouragement, one of us may lead with passion, and one of us might be able to show mercy in cheerfulness. But when we do all of those things together, we find the fullness of God. And we find that when we are connected in that fullness, joy emerges because it is so good, isn't it? It is so, so good. And so this week, for the Crosswinds Church, I just want to thank you for the ways that you continue to be the body of Christ in the world. And if you are worshiping with us online, that I encourage and I commit to each and every one of you to find ways to stay connected with the body, whether it's by reaching out to someone with a phone call, whether it's by continuing to be faithful and serving in a committee, whether it's doing that act of kindness just quietly in a way that makes sense for your life. Go and stay connected, not only to God, but to one another. And if you happen to be new and you don't have a church family and you're not even sure about this Jesus thing, I invite you to stop on by to see what it's like when you are able to be connected with something even greater than yourself, to experience the joy of living in community and remembering that we belong to one another, and that when we share our lives, the beauty of Christ is present with us all. We give thanks for God's way of being present together, and I look forward to sharing that life with you. So come on down, and I look forward to saying hello. God bless.